called
Hold on. Slow the fuck down real quick. So it's just the intent. It's not even the actual action. If someone intends to harm him in any way, shape, or form, they get harmed in that way?
Yeah.
So I'm in front of him, and I'm thinking about stabbing him in the foot. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, Herbie.
What up?
Now, Herbie. There's this thing we like to do called Flavor of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's fucking do it, dog.
Oh, yeah? What's your flavor?
My flavor is coming out of Saga of Tanya the Evil. And it's kind of a flavor that built over episodes, because the problem, the plot in Saga of Tanya the Evil is, actually, I'm not going to go into the plot. So basically, it's a war, and in the midst of the world, this child, the main character, Tanya, the child, she is a kid. She was reborn as a kid. She went toe-to-toe with this guy. And that guy got the gun he was using from his daughter. And it's got markings on it. So she killed the guy and took his gun because she liked the gun. Whatever time later in the movie, the daughter becomes a soldier. You don't even know it's her. Because how the hell are you going to know it's her? She was an insignificant character in the season. Until she sees the gun, she's like, that's my father's gun. I'm like, oh shit. It's Tanya versus the girl whose father she killed. That shit was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's little stuff like that that makes the stuff go. You pick up on it later. So, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. You got a flavor, dog?
I'm just going to go with the whole Spy Family episodes. They's pretty funny. like all the stuff.
Spy Family episodes.
Yeah, they're pretty funny.
I don't think I'm going to have a chance to say this later, because I don't really look at my notes when it comes to Mob and Spy.
Mm-hmm.
But the title of those episodes are very misleading sometimes.
Sure are. But yeah, so you want to do a quick little manga recap between Jujutsu and Boruto? Get that thing popping.
Oh, Boruto came out?
Yeah.
Also, Chojin came out. Did you read Chojin?
I did read Chojin. I think there was like 3 episodes of Chojin.
3?
Yeah.
Total.
Like 30.11 and 30.12.
I don't think I read all of them.
Damn.
Oh, 32.2 came out. Yeah, I didn't read that one.
Yeah, I read them the over yonder day.
Well, you can give me the summary.
Yeah, nah, I'll just wait for you to give the summary.
Okay, so as far as I remember, guy showed up after Ellie, after Ellie absorbed Smokey, and he found him interesting, and this girl finally defeated, Aoyama, what's his name?
Azuma-kun,
yeah. And the guy proceeded to, like, take them both, and Tokyo, like, ran towards them and did the casual, oh, the bad guys are disappearing. I could get to the portal in time. But it looked like from my end that he missed the portal. But at the end of the chapter, Tokyo was in this world he didn't understand. So I was like, wait, he caught it? I thought he missed. It looked like he missed on my end. I don't know. There's still a crazy fucking fight breaking out somewhere on that island. And that's where I'm at with that.
Dang. Yeah. Well,
Chojin interests me more than Boruto, but Chojin isn't holding my interest.
Yeah, I feel you, dog. Yeah, so, you know, not much there. We can just talk about 32.2 next week. Yeah.
You want to do the quick recap on Jujutsu?
Yeah,
and then we'll squeeze Boruto in a little later.
Nah, just a quick run down for Boruto. Getting it all out the way, baby.
All right, by all means, have at it.
Yeah, so
I did pay attention to Jujutsu.
Yeah, so Tsukumo shows up, and like, there's very little known about her cursed spirit technique. She has a little soccer ball, Garuda. She kicks it. You know, she hits Geto, knocks him out. Apparently, her technique has to do with mass. She ended up breaking Homie's arm. I was like, ooh, that's kind of gruesome looking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a concept that targets like a curse technique where you use like the mass, so it's like overwhelming. You make things heavier or lighter. And inside and outside, it's like a star range, all sorts of stuff she does.
It seems like a lot of characters in Jujutsu have like a pretty like intellectual mindset, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the way she broke down how many abilities he might have.
I mean, you always have to do that with like the unknown, because when you're dealing with things you're not too sure about, one uncautiousness could be your downfall. And you could be someone else's cursed spirit technique now.
Oh yeah, 100%. But like, okay, so like, let's say they were playing chess, right? If they were playing chess and like when you're moving a piece, or someone moves a piece, you're like, okay, what does that piece affect? What is this? What does it open up? Blah blah blah. She's like, even though he moved the horse might not only move in L shapes. I was like, oh, she's like thinking.
Yeah. Which is smart, because that's what probably I would do. Be like, oh, he could be weak in this, but he's throwing this out, so he could, you know, have something else that does something else, even though it's weak, has a counter for it being weak. So I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, and they're both, like, wary. I think she might have, like, out-chested him for a moment because he made an assumption on something she was just stalling for.
Yeah.
And opened up his domain, I think.
Domain expansion. Yeah, he did. They were still figuring each other out, and he ends up opening up his domain womb perfusion. I was like, oh man, my man got a domain up. Yeah, good episode. Waiting for more of it to show up. So
I feel like they took Itadori away from me too quick, man.
Nah, not quick enough.
Too quick.
I'm glad.
Give us a little rundown on Boruto. What's Boruto? How is Boruto disappointing these days?
It's not too bad. So, Boruto Naruto Next Generation 75, Domain of the Gods. So we find out that Ida's only like 16. I thought she was an old lady with all her wisdom, but I guess that's the reason why 16 is important, because her hindsight abilities only go back to like her being born. So there's certain events that she can't see. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So, and then we find out Damon can also reflect murderous intent. I was like, ooh, okay, that's cool. So if you think of, if someone thought about hitting him over the head, they would get hit over the head because he can reflect it. And it's, yeah. So then we find a little bit about this guy called
hold on. Slow the fuck down real quick. So it's just the intent. It's not even the actual action. If someone intends to harm him in any way, shape, or form, they get harmed in that way.
Yeah.
So I'm in front of him and I'm thinking about stabbing him in the foot. And I don't have a knife on me. Do I get stabbed in the foot?
You probably would feel pain in your foot.
Damn.
Like you've been stabbed.
That's OP. So,
yeah.
You gotta hug him. You can't come at him. You can't want to hurt him. You gotta hug him.
Well, hugging him nullifies his ability to reflect.
Oh, really? Yo. You guys liked how I just figured that out?
Well, I had told you that many episodes ago, but you don't listen to me.
Oh, my bad. I thought I figured it out. Maybe I just knew it deep down.
Nah, it's actually, it's like, in order for him to reflect it, he has to be touching you.
Gotcha, so, gotcha.
Yeah. So then we find out this Shibi god, Otosuki, and he pretty much transplanted abilities, and this Shibi god, he lived over millennia. He devoured many fruits, and it led to his godhood. And he pretty much he's OP Hashirama, because he pretty much creates stuff. Or what's the founder father of ninjutsu? He's like him, but he just creates stuff without weaving signs.
Right.
And create calamities without doing anything. I was like, oh, man. And they called his form like Shinjutsu, because it's neither ninjutsu nor sage modes. So I was like, huh.
So it's Shinjutsu.
Yeah, something crazy. And pretty much ninjutsu is Walmart brand of his techniques. And so then we find out that Amano is doing this stuff because his daughter, Akbai? Or something. She died like 12 years ago when Boruto was born. Some disease. And he wanted to bring her back to life. And he digitized her brain. Hmm. And it's pretty much the woman, Delta, that was fighting around that we saw earlier. I was like, oh, she looks just like her. But it wasn't really her daughter because you can't really do that. And so then one day, Jigen, he appeared because my man was down and he was sad. And he's like, oh, I'll help you get out as long as you help me do these abilities. And then so Shikamaru doesn't necessarily believe this happened. And there was some skepticism on his part, because he's like, oh, I need proof. And I think Ida may or may not have lied for the proof, because there's definitely something other underhand going on.
Hmm. Yeah, I just skimmed through it as you were talking about it.
Yeah, and then so Boruto's Otoshiki's like, yeah, there's some funky going on. And there's like a power merge between the two, and yeah, a fight is getting ready to happen. So
seems like I saw Mitsuki in his sage form.
Yeah.
Which looked like, a little more advanced than before.
Yeah, he's grown stronger.
I saw the hell is the other kid's name? I forget.
I don't know.
The one that's like living with Naruto now.
And was Kawaki? Ready.
Kawaki, yeah. I saw him looking weird.
Yeah, it's finna go down, I think, for some reason. But yeah, that's it for the rundown for that.
Oh yeah. So let's kick it off with some Sacred Blacksmith. Fuck it. Yes. Suspicions were confirmed. There is a mandatory smut scene so far.
Well, this is only episode 2.
I know, but like, come on. Once an episode? I feel like it's mandatory at this point.
Once is okay.
That's a little much, bro. Like, come on. Why? All right. Before we get into it. Actually, we'll talk about it more once we get there. It's not even too far into the episode.
I don't even really remember.
Episode 2, Devil's Contract, Val Banil. We start off the episode and Luke is like, thanks to you, I was able to forge this. And I'm like, thanks to what? She didn't do it. No one did anything. Everyone waited for you to do that. Oh my god. And they were like, then they were explaining the sword process at some point. They were like, oh, katanas are special because they take so much time to make rather than those mass-produced molded swords. I'm like, this motherfucker whipped it out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I was also, too, was thinking like maybe his like ability to make the swords are actually part of a devil's contract.
Maybe, because he did something weird with that girl. Yeah. Speaking of which, do you know her name?
I forget it.
Okay.
But, I want to say Cecile or something. I don't know.
Cecily is the main character, but I mean the elf girl.
I forget.
Yeah, it's all good. But at that point, you know, we get... They're talking, and then, like, her armor cracks, and then, like, boom, straight tits and nipples. And, like, she gets embarrassed and pissed off, and, like, she beats the shit out of my boy Luke for no reason, even though her armor's the one that broke. And here's where we get to the question of my concern. Is she just bare-breasting that chest plate? Is there no undershirt under that?
I have no idea.
Because it seemed like when she put on, it seems like when she puts on armor, there's an undershirt, but like that thing broke and it was just hella world.
It could have been just like chainmail. Chainmail broke as well.
I guess.
Oh well.
It wasn't even a blurred out Irby. My bad. I keep giving you smut to watch.
Yeah, you love the smut.
I don't mean to.
Nah, you love it.
I just look. Hey, this looks interesting. Let's watch it.
You're like, no, let's look for the smuttiest things we could ever smut about.
Hey, listen, you want to watch smut? We can watch My Dress Up Darling.
I don't know about that one, Kang. That sounds a little weird.
But...
Dressing up. And darlets.
Wrapping up this episode a little bit, we end up in the... Like, they're having a meeting that Luke was supposed to show up to between, like, I guess the...
Her name's Lisa.
Lisa? Lisa. Got it. I gotta write that down. Give me one moment. Lisa. Got it. We're having a big meeting between, like, it looks like other nations' heads and, like, this kingdom's head and the head of the knights. And... This kingdom's head is leading, like, the viewers to believe that he wanted Luke and Cecily to meet up. This is just happening too soon. Like, there's something special going on with both of them. And we don't know what. And then a woman enters the fray, and, like, later on in the episode, I guess Cecily gets summoned. Or she goes back to town after she, like... asked Luke to make her a katana and she couldn't afford it, so she left pissed off. But honestly, she deserved it because she beat the shit out of my boy. His face was swollen.
Yeah, she pulled a Tsunade.
Yeah, for no reason.
Yeah.
But there was another woman, I think her name's Arai, and from the scenes, the credit scenes, posted... In the beginning, I think they show her in the opening. They showed her briefly in the ending before I turned it off. It looks like she's going to be part of the crew. And I believe I said her name was Arai. Cecily is in charge of protecting Arai because she's a woman.
I thought she was a sacred sword.
You think she is the sacred sword?
That's what I was thinking.
Well, he did, like... say something about I chose for it to walk on its own two feet into town. So there is something definitely up with her.
Yeah.
And like that would kill the need for another sword because right now Cecily needs a sword but she can't afford Luke's.
Yeah.
And clearly flashing him some more isn't going to work.
Double yeah.
But yeah, you want to talk about some mob?
Oh yeah, let's talk about my boy... White Tea Poison. Psycho Mob. Season 3, Episode 8. Is that? Yeah. Transmission 2. Encountering the Unknown.
This episode was weird.
Yeah, it was a little out there. So,
I didn't know.
Going on,
I'm sorry. I didn't know Mob was motion sick.
I didn't know either. You don't really see Mob. In cars or stuff. I think you see him in the train.
Yeah, that shit's kind of weird. I'm like, dog, you can fly.
Well, there's... I think the thing that comes with, like, motion sickness is that people get it if they're not in the one control of whatever the vehicle is, you know?
True. Plus, the trail was really bumpy.
Yeah, like my mother, she is motion sick when she's like a passenger in a car and she's not driving, and they drive kind of crazy. But yeah, so everyone is sick, and I'm going up the mountain, and Reagan ends up crashing the car, so they all got to get out and walk. And old girl, she throws a fit, and so they continue. And then they end up forgetting the book that they needed in the car. And I'm like, oh man, y'all catch your L's left and right today. So then my boy Takanaka comes in and he remembers what to do. And so he like does the stuff. And the reason he actually was late today was because he was doing research. And then this part was funny right here, because Reagan's like, oh, Takanaka, in the course of you doing your research, did you discover anything else that we should know about? And the kid's like, oh. He's like, oh man. He asked if she'd tell the bath. He said, no, I just, reach oars and whatever. And he's like, oh, my man's really good at just reading people.
He's like,
He's
he's a
not a
good frog.
telepath. Yeah. So my man technically did get discovered like I thought he would be, but it wasn't a bad discovery. If that makes sense. I feel like people know he's a phony, but they just let him slide because he's kind of good at certain things and what he does. Yeah,
A
so
lot of that, I think a lot of like it's like with how the I don't know if it's still a current trend, but like the tarot card readings and getting your fortune told, it was like a really like it's always been a thing, but it seemed to be more popular recently.
older people's.
Yeah, it was just like I guess it's just a mental thing. It's where they like
Yeah.
someone has to be there to supply the demand.
See. So, yeah, I was like, oh man. And so Takanaka's like, oh, this man's a total phony. And the book was actually a phony, and he's a fraud. And so they send out like the signal, and some aliens show up. And it's like an alien human looking for a club. And they exchange gifts. And Anuke, he didn't leave the ship. And they pretty much take off with the old boy. And eventually he ends up getting back to Earth after he saves the people from like this little wildebeest dog looking thing. But yeah, everyone enjoyed their time with the aliens. They exchanged gifts and did other stuff and craziness. It was like a human finding club.
Have you noticed that? Did you notice his eyes turned like alien-like?
Yeah, for like a little bit.
I
So
don't
he
know,
was
man. This
getting.
episode was weird.
I also think he was on drugs.
He might
So
have been on drugs. I don't
he's on
know.
alien drugs. So that's what I was thinking
That
about.
man had kisses all over his body first day.
Yeah, my
I
man
think
was
they
on
might have
alien
drugged him. I don't
drugs.
know.
Yeah, that's what I was like, huh. Something was crazy. So then we get to episode 9, moving. So this we find out Sabomi's leaving, and everyone wants to ask out since she's leaving.
Sabome!
Yeah, so then Mob asks the weightlifting squad for advice, and they're like, oh, just you got muscles, you're the shadow leader of the school, just have confidence and be yourself. I'm like, okay, that's sound advice. I need some advice like that in my life. So then he goes to the club with the telepathy he's trying to meet. And I thought it was funny here because he asked him for advice. Takanaga's like, do any of them look like they're in a position to ask for advice, provide you advice? I'm like, dang, man, flaming them.
But then he
You get.
proceeded to say, I might ask her out too. I'm like, oh, you piece of shit.
I think he was doing that more so to spur Mob on, like, hey, if you don't do it, I will,
Hey,
type deal.
listen. There's about 200 people already doing it.
Yeah, and there's a line wrapped around the building asking her for blocks.
She's got one of those sushi conveyor belts going on.
Yeah, so And gets goes to Reagan, gets advice. My man Reagan pulls up a list to tell him what to do. He's like, yeah, you need to do this, this, and this, clean, have a nice haircut, some nice clothes. I'm like, dang.
I love how a dude that helped him get the monkey shirt was like, you need an outfit. Like, no, I'm all right.
Yeah, Hanazawa's like, oh, let me help you pick out an outfit. And Mom's like, no, I'm okay. So I don't have any money to spend on it. And then so he ends up calling up Tsubomi. They agree to meet up. And Mob, he goes out, he gets him a little flower. And apparently he was homies with someone in the flower shop. And he's like, oh, that little flower won't do.
I want you to know that the first time I saw that guy ever was when the fucking broccoli was around. And the second time I saw that guy ever is when he traded flowers with Mob. I don't know who the hell that character is.
I feel like he was probably one of the people that remember how he fought those people? And then they got beat. And
oh, one like, of the oh, guys changing his life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the twins.
Yeah.
He could be.
But yeah, so Mob, he gets the flower switch. And so he's at the stoplight, and he's up saving his cat. And then there's this little kid playing this little Game Boy, and he starts walking across the street.
I already knew where it was going when I saw the kid with both headphones on.
Yeah, and then so instead of using psychic powers to stop the kid, he ends up pushing the kid out of the way and gets hit. And I'm like, dang.
Yeah, so, okay, let's talk about this. Because I just went on a rant about this not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
To save the cat, he stopped the car, which the car still slid a couple feet, so maybe he felt he didn't have enough time to stop the car. But he could have used his powers to pull the kid towards him, right?
Or push the kid out the way.
I feel like he didn't want to push the kid because the kid might have gotten injured, but if he pulled the kid towards him, he could have caught him.
Yeah. Almighty pull.
I was just like, damn, my man's gonna jump in the way. My man's gonna jump in the way. Boom, hit, blood. I'm like, damn. Tsubomi!
Yeah, truck comes like Infinity and two. I know of another instance of someone surviving truck gun. My boy Yu-Yu. He's the only one I can remember.
Yeah, listen. Truck Hunt ain't defeated, but he got a pretty decent record.
Yeah. I'm gonna say he's batting like 98%.
he's got some technicals on his belt too.
Yeah, maybe. Technical knockouts.
So Mob ain't dead, but he can't continue.
Shoot. But yeah. So yeah, that's that one. Yeah, wanna get a peach one and wrap it up with the Spy Family.
We can do that. All right, so Peach Boy, episode 4, the princess and the peach. So we find out that Sally's a princess in this episode. I don't really know if we knew that already. I feel like we did, but just in case
we like didn't. I knew that.
We did know that?
Yeah, I feel like I knew that.
I do too, but I can't recall when I knew that. We're only 4 episodes in, but it's all right. Sally is a princess. She's in a kingdom. She has long hair. And she's bored. She wants an adventure. She's like running away from guards. Makoto strolls into the village. And, you know, people have always mistaken him for a girl. So, it is what it is. She asks Makoto to like save her from the villains. But he has her hide. And he's talking to the guards. And the guards think Makoto's a girl, and they were really nice to him, and he sent them chasing a blind goose chase that way, and he's like, princess, your very polite villains are gone. Yeah. So she's touring Makoto around the town, buying him food, showing him around, and I guess offering her gratitude. And at this point, when they get to the octopus stand, she has that weird image of like an octopus fondling her again, the hentai-ish vision. And I'm just like, what is? I'm convinced it's an irrational fear at this point.
Probably is.
And she feeds him dinner at home, but then she gets upset about something, and I don't recall what they were talking about. But she goes to bed, says she'll see him tomorrow. So when she wakes up, she goes straight to his room, her room in her head, and she's like, "Oh, you're getting dressed," and like she falls all over, and she's like, "Yeah, you're really flat-chested." And he's like, "Well, I'm a boy." And I was like, "You're a boy, and you're skinnier than me, and look cuter than me."
Yeah, she said all that stuff, and then she was like, "Wait, you're a boy?" I was like, "Dang." Yeah. Wasn't listening. She's pulling the Sinji. Just talking about listening.
So while they're doing that, I believe it was the old dude from the ogre meeting, 100 ogre meeting. He's there with a big buffy ogre and they're planning on attacking. Goes into the king, marches into the kingdom, and it's like, offer me, I think, 30 sacrifices a month. And, you know, we'll let this kingdom survive. We just destroyed the neighboring kingdom. But homeboy sees Makoto on his way out. He's like, "Yo, I gotta change plans." Starts running away. Makoto sees homeboy and man, the face changed. He's like, "Yo, ho, ho. It's killing time. What's up?" So Sally's talking, Makoto disappears, there's an army of ogres out the door, the king's giving her blessing to go on an adventure, so she's trying to see what's going on. She sees the ogres, and her blood is starting to boil. She wants to get a closer look. She gets closer, and Makoto is already out there. It's like, "Yo, it's about to go down." Old dude's like, "You don't want to fight him. He killed my entire village. It's a bad idea." Big guy's like, "Nah, I don't back away from a fight. I'ma take this little bitch down." He got fucked up. And then they all died.
That they did.
And he was covered in blood. The dog showed up. And she was ready to, like, she wanted to follow him. But then the sight of the ogres kind of freaked her out. And Makoto thought to himself, "If she actually followed me, I would have treated her to a dumpling." A dumpling? Y'all both crazy. Better treat her to a whole meal.
Nah, sometimes a dumpling is a meal if you're full enough. If you're
full enough, yeah, you're right. So, yeah. After she got out of the shock, she kind of regretted not going. And then a month later, she went on an adventure.
Yeah.
All that happened in the span of a month.
Yeah. I would say, do you think that, like, she said he, like, looked like he enjoyed the killing? And do you think, like, her blood's boiling because she, too, wants to experience the joy of killing?
I think her blood boils because of the peach thing in her eye. Which, I didn't mention this, but I didn't notice it before, but Makoto's sword has a peach symbol on it.
Yeah, that's evident.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be blind not to know that already.
Well, he also wears it on his forehead, on the bandana, and it's in the eyes, but...
Ups and down, peach, baby.
I don't know. I think maybe it has to be tied to the eye. But also Pete already said on episode 90 that Peach Boy isn't who we think it is.
No, he said the protagonist.
Oh, he said the protagonist?
Really, yeah.
I thought he said Peach Boy.
No, he said the protagonist isn't really what we think it is, or they do a twist.
Hey, I'm all for a twist. Now I'm like wondering what the hell goes on.
Yeah. Well, you'll never know.
Which we better get away from. And don't think I forgot about this, fucking Sally. You still have to make a decision between Makoto and what the hell's that guy's name?
Demon Lord guy. What? Demon Ogre.
The hell is his name? It's not Meki. It's not Set. It's not Sister Milia. Sumenki. It might be Sumenki.
Who knows?
Or Sumeragi. No, it's not Sumeragi. I think it's Sumenki. Better not choose Sumenki, I swear to God.
She might. And you know, that's okay, because it's her choice and it's her life.
Oh my God. But now we can talk about Spy.
Sure can, baby. Sure can. So, Spy Family, episode 20, investigating the general hospital slash decipher the perplexing code. So my girl Anya, she gets tasked with looking into an occupation that interests her. And so Anya tells Yura for job investigation, and Yura flashes to the job. She's like, "What job should I show her?"
She's
And
such a
so,
blonde sometimes, bro.
yeah. And so she go does the assassination first, and so like she talks of like the work she does. She's like clean up the filth, and like I did think that the touch of like pink blood, like the censorship there. I was like, oh, that's nice censorship. And so Anya hits with some blood, and in yours fantasy, I think it was funny seeing Anya dress up
As
and
little
killing
York.
clothes. Yeah, I was like, oh, she finna kill too, but Anya didn't kill. So
She
what
was
happens
like, oh
is.
my gosh, she was like, you don't want to make him suffer. So I learned all the vital points and blah, blah, blah. She just stab, 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 stab. Dude
Yeah, and
had.
then like it was bleeping out everything. I was like, ooh, that's rough.
Then she's just like, maybe we'll just tell Lloyd we some tomatoes fell on us or something.
Yeah. So then Anya's face, when she comes out of yours vision, I was like, man, that's hilarious. And then Anya says, oh, Papa's job will be better.
She's like, I think so. The thing that was weird about this is, Yor has a whole real job.
Yeah, but the ministry wouldn't be as fun because she's pretty much just running errands.
True, true, true. I was wondering, because you never actually saw Lloyd at a hospital or anything.
Yeah, you never did.
So I was wondering how he was going to finesse this. I'm like, oh, this man actually puts in work here.
Yeah, like he actually goes to work and does work,
Yeah, that shit was
albeit with
amazing.
like few people. So then Lloyd, he they're they go to his job, and he thinks himself how does the job allows him to gather information and connections and such, and Anya's taking notes. He's like, oh, I didn't even say anything about taking notes yet. And I did like how she is dressed as an investigator. I was like, look at you, she's taking this really serious.
Yeah,
And
she's actually interviewing the spy in his head.
yeah, so Anya, she asked him why he chose that job, and he's like, he wanted to help people. And he's like, you know, sometimes you have colds for the bodies, or you can get a cold in your mind. I was like, that's probably the best analogy that I've ever heard
A child?
for no, heard for the thing of like mental health. So I was like, huh, you know, it's like, huh, that's a good analogy. So then they meet their colleagues, and they all love them. And honestly, the atmosphere is paradise. And so, and she asks, why he likes to help. Why do you like help people? And it's like, it's not like we can mind read. And she's like, heh, little smug face. And so he's like, since we can't mind, we have to throw away preconceived notions and observe. And then Ani wants to see the room where he does his practice at. And then she's like, where's the brain table? Brain modification table, which I thought was hilarious.
It's like, what do you think we do here?
Yeah, I was like, oh, brain modification. And so,
Freaking Anya.
yeah. So then he's like, oh, don't mess with the books. And we find out that's where the lever is, and there's a secret passageway. And so he ends up getting an emergency, and she ends up investigating the secret passageway. And she crawls through the space, and she discovers a meeting about a ghost. And then she gets stuck, which I don't understand how she got stuck with the pipe over her leg.
You'd have
Like,
to
it
like
made.
willingly put your foot in that position.
That's what I was saying. I was like, there's no way she got stuck like that.
That was
Like,
just that was careless writing.
yeah. Or maybe it happened differently in the book.
It possibly did. Aren't you reading
it? I didn't read that one.
Gotcha. If you notice a change, let me know.
Yeah, there's a bunch of changes. Like there's one where it was like something like they did a chihuahua. And I was like, craziness. For what her saying. So that happened, and then she ended up making people think there was actual ghosts in there. They didn't believe in ghosts. And then so she heads back to the room, and she's like, I'm anxious to see her writing. And she she has a little box that Lloyd told her to play with and create stuff. And she just runs over, just dumps everything in the box, and is like, it's utter chaos. And he starts to question himself. And then he tries to read Anya's stuff in her little notebook. And I'm just, no, you can't read my notes.
It's like, no one can read this.
Yeah. He's like, if you read the notes, then you'll discover a mind reader. And then she's like, oh, I can't even read this. And so
it's
illegible. Yeah. So then the reports are done. And I like how Anya used the word targets and shady connections.
Yo, she was setting my man up.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, man, he going to be found out. And so next day he gets called to the school. It all gets smoothed out. And so Anya, that ends that part of the episode. And Anya, she's playing spy code. She's giving out secret code letters at school and meeting at the bridge. And she gives Frankie one. And he crashed the code. Then he stays up all night because he couldn't sleep. And the next day, he's at the bridge. And Anya's alarm is all chewed up by Bond. So no meeting happens.
I don't think she was showing up to that meeting anyway.
Yeah, so she's like, who's going to show up? In episode 21, Nightfall, and First Fit of Jealousy. So Lloyd is given a joint meeting with Fiona Frost. Yeah. And so she wanted to support Lloyd by being his wife, which she was like, too bad I was busy at the time. And she's thinking about killing Yor. I'm like, no.
Bro, she is like Boa Hancock type of simping.
Yeah. Real bad. So then yeah, she's making breakfast, and it's not good at all. Terrible breakfast. Then Fiona shows up at the home to give back the little magnifying glass Anya had.
Mm-hmm.
Fiona wants to steal the role as wife at like the first opportunity, but like her handler told her, don't even think about it. It's like it's gonna look suspicious if he just remarries quickly. So I'm like, huh?
No. So she comes. She ain't cared about the mission. She wanted Lloyd. She wanted Twilight.
Well,
she said, I want to satisfy you in and out of this mission.
Well, some of that happens. There's more into that later, but let me get to my little thoughts here. Mm-hmm. And so she wants to make your leave of like her own accord because she says yours not fit. I did think it was interesting how they did like the little secret mouth communications.
Yeah, but moving their lips differently from the sounds. I was like, bro, I can't even process how you do that.
Well, I can process it.
Continuously.
It's kind of like watching dubbed.
Bro, so like for me, I would equate it to playing the drums, right? You got to keep your hands at a different rhythm than your feet, right? Well, you got to be able to, okay, so like to communicate the way they're doing, you got to be able to articulate what you're saying and like mouth what you're trying to get across in the person you want in front of you, which to me equates moving your hands and feet in a different rhythm, which personally I don't have the coordination to do. That's why I can't fathom it. Know what I mean, Big Dog?
No, because I can do that.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Nah, I'm just kidding. Or am I? But yeah, so she's like, Because Lloyd went out and ran some errands and came back, and we find out that this is when Fiona loves Twilight, and Anya's reading her mind and all the stuff that she's thinking about. And I think that Frost, she loves him, but it's like it's kind of weird, I guess. Like, she also wants to ensure the mission goes well, because she wants to skyrocket to the top too. And I think she kind of thinks if she skyrockets to the top, she can get Lloyd too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those ones, because she initially said to Yoris, like, oh yeah, Dr. Folger is always claiming about something, but she got cut off once Lloyd came back in.
And I thought she forgot about it, but she thought about it later. I was like, come on, bro. Why you got my girl? You're feeling insecure.
Yeah. So I was like, dang. And then so she fills in, like, yeah, sell off Yor, and then he'll marry Fiona. I was like, dang. And she's like, I don't blame Yor. Like, I don't blame him. I'm a terrible wife. And then I like how Anya's like, this lady is wild. And so we find out a little nuance that Lloyd does drink milk with his coffee, but he drinks it with her because he's like, oh, this will neutralize the stuff that she cooks with or whatever. And she's like, Frost, she chalks up to, oh, he's playing the Lloyd character part pretty well.
Actually, I don't think it had anything to do with the taste of the coffee. I think he just didn't want, like, that much caffeine in him.
Well, no, he specifically said, like, it does damage to him because Yor does it. So that's why he's drinking the milk to, like, counteract it.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was a caffeine thing.
It could be. I'm not sure.
Because he said something like, maybe I'll just ask Yor to not make me anything with caffeine.
Yeah, or it's like, yeah, it could just neutralize something. Mm. Something along those lines. So then Anya reads Nightfall in mine, and then she hisses at her. I'm like, ooh. And this is when yours breaks out. She's like, I'll do my best. And then Lloyd smiles at Yor, and Fiona realizes, she's like, oh, he's actually kind of happy. And so he's like, oh, I'm going to take my leave now. So she ends up leaving, and she has these thoughts of one day she'll get her person, whatever. So, yeah, kind of sad, but, you know.
Nah,
gotta do what you gotta do.
That little side episode at the end was kind of sad.
Yeah. I also think what's worth mentioning here is how all the top agents have something to do with, like, light or sun rays. Like, you have Twilight, Daybreak, you know, Nightfall, absence mm-hmm. of light. So I guess they're caught up on the light thing that maybe we did or didn't notice before.
I thought it was also hilarious that Anya imagined her whipping her into shape, like, physically. She's like, yeah. I don't want this, mama.
Yeah, that was hilarious. So, yeah, and the next part of the end of the episode, so she's watching stuff, and there's a little penguin guy, and he gets hurt in the show. And she gets all sad. So she's like, oh, I want to sleep with Penguin. And Bond gets jealous. So the next day, Bond eats up the Penguin. And I love how that Yor's like, oh, sew them together. And she sews up the Penguin. And Anya's like, it's even better now.
It's even better now. Yeah, that was funny. But it was also right before that when Lloyd points out the scratches and bite marks. And Anya looks at Bond. He just looks away.
Yeah, he's like, I hate him.
And then he just walks away sad. I'm like, oh, the dog.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man. And then so to make up for it, he brings her peanuts, and they end up signing a treaty.
Yo, Lloyd even saw him getting peanuts. I'm like, damn, my man knows what's up.
Yeah, he's like, huh. He's like, well, looks like he's trying to make amends. So, yeah, a good episode. They end up being together, They made up. Bond's doing well now. Excited for the next episode.
Oh man. So before we cut things out, Irby, you got anything going on anime wise?
I started watching a new one called The Plunderer. I finished Radiant.
Oh, that's on my list. I guess I don't have to save it for the podcast now.
What, Plunderer?
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably won't like the guy though.
The one with the white hair?
Yeah, it probably depends on how you're watching it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, if you're watching it in sub, you probably like him.
Oh, you're talking about his voice?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll watch it in sub. Generally, if there's a sub version of something, I generally watch it.
Yeah, because it's Trunks and you hate Trunks.
Yeah, I don't really like Trunks for voice actor.
I love the guy though. He's hilarious.
But
people probably like the show. He might have told us to watch it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Can't remember. Pepper's Farms would remember.
That last episode of Blue Lock was fucking crazy, dude.
That's crazy.
Can't wait. I'm excited. And episode of Bleach I gotta watch. I'm sure it's great. Anything else, Herb?
Nah, that's pretty much it, my guy.
All right, guys.
Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, learn.
Yeah.
That's gonna do this episode. Like us, share us, and catch us next week. Peace.
Peace.